Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon podcast. My name's Ben Vanel. I'm joined by Adam Knox, and we're here to talk about not Game of Thrones. You might have thought it would be Game of Thrones this week, but you'd be completely incorrect.
I don't know why you'd have thought that, because the House of the Dragon is still airing and it's getting better and better, baby.
That's right. This was episode 8 that we watched today. It was another long one. We've had a couple of like hour and 10 minute episodes in this season, I reckon. And it had to be long because heaps of fucking shit happened. Do you know what this episode was called, Adam?
It's called The Lord of the Tides. Which is a riff on The Lord of the Rings, and very funny.
Yes. Yeah. No, Lord of the Tides is what the sea snake is called. Yeah. Corlys.
Yeah. Well, what he was called, I guess, because he, I mean, we're not going to read out any emails this week or anything. We're going to get straight into it.
That's right. Thank you that we did get a few emails. And if you do want to continue sharing your thoughts with us, ariatalkingtomepod@gmail.com or ariatalkingtome on Instagram. Send your thoughts on through. I think, yeah, we'll just read them when they're maybe a bit more relevant to what we're going to talk about, you know, of that week. Because, well, I think a lot of stuff that happened in this episode is like self-contained. Like things were brought up and then they were closed off almost. So we'll probably be reflecting more on the season in the next couple of weeks. And thusly, your emails, will be welcomed. And please do share your thoughts. But there's a lot of shit to talk about this week.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the Lord of the Tides.
Because we've had another time jump, and yeah, I say that it used to be called the Lord of the Tides, because the first thing we're talking about is that Lord Corlys went off to war.
Yes.
There's Stepstones War again, and what we get from a maester up there is that he led his sailors into an ambush. There was a ship they'd made look abandoned. It's like that urban legend of like, break your car down in the middle of the road and someone's waving. Then when a car pulls over to help, that's when you jump them. You go, got ya! You dack them and you drive away.
That's right. You slit their throat and you drive away.
So that's what they say, is that his neck was slashed by a corsair's dagger and then he fell into the water. And there's a little bit, for that description, there's a weird amount of, well, we'll wait and see if he comes back. During this episode.
Don't forget, he's got to get through that fever he contracted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got his throat slit and thrown overboard. And I guess he must be a pretty fucking strong dude to still not be fully dead. So props to him. They do mention that, like, you know, he's done well to not just die immediately. But he ain't coming back. They're going to figure out who's, you know, going to take over.
You can live a long time with a festering wound, as we'll find out later on, but...
That's true.
Sure. He's got a fever now from being killed, and...
yep.
There's talk of succession now and who's going to be the Lord of Driftmark. Mm. His brother is like, well, obviously... It's me, because everybody else is some bullshit person. There's all this fucking bullshit strong blood everywhere. Fuck them.
Yep.
I'm next.
They're either some bullshit person or they're a woman. So, you know. This is, of course, his name is Vaemond.
Vaemond. That was it. Everybody. Everybody loves Vaemond.
I know. Yeah. It's just, it's the Eastern European accent, Raymond. But, you know, that's fair enough, right? He's his brother. He has the blood of their bloodline, he's got a reasonable claim.
In terms of like the law here, he's right. Everyone knows that those kids of Rhaenyra's are not of Valyrian blood, that they're Strongs, technically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
but Rhaenys does say, like, hey, I'm sitting on the throne just fine right now.
Yeah. Rhaenys. We've been calling her Rhaenys for a while, but she's Rhaenys. Uranus.
Yeah. I prefer the R-anus, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, she's still kind of toeing the line of like, look, let's not rock the boat, because if we rock the boat and get our throats cut on it, then we might die of a cold later.
That's right.
So, yeah, she tells him, like, be careful what you fucking talk about. Don't lose your head over this. But he's like, no, I'm angry and I'll be fine. I'm Driftmark. No one's going to get me.
Yep.
And that's the conversation we have here. So, yeah, the time jump, by the way, has been 6 years.
Oh, right.
At least.
Yeah, because I know they say 4 years at one point, but that must just have been the last time someone saw someone.
The first thing she says is that she's not seen her lord husband for 6 years. Rhaenys hasn't seen Corlys for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So he went off to fight. Whoever's still hanging around there, I guess it's just bandits and raiders.
They
and
say
shit, basically
whatever the triarchy was, that's back in the Stepstones.
That's right.
So it's like the same stuff as before, and exactly that thing happened. Of like, I don't remember who was saying it, but someone was saying like, we've left them alone for a long time, and so you know, we didn't win that war. We stopped maintaining that area.
Yeah. It doesn't matter that we killed the crab feeder, because there's still three huge whatever's groups that are jostling for control of the Stepstones.
So that's what all that warring is. And yeah, the last scene we got of the last episode was Rhaenys and Corlys thinking their son had been burned. So it's been at least 6 years, I guess, since the last episode.
That makes sense. Because everyone's grown up quite a bit.
There is a real mix of people who are different actors now versus what they were. Like, within the last, three episodes or something, we've had more than half the cast change actor, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I thought you were going to say more than 100 different actors.
There's been 1,000 people come through the door, the big gates, and had their titles announced. Meanwhile, back home at Dragonstone, home for Daemon and Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm.
Daemon's gone egg hunting.
Yeah.
He's a little mongoose.
This doesn't really come back into the episode, does it?
Not yet, but there's another dragon egg knocking about, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah. So they're Syraxes, I guess. They're Daemon's dragon's egg.
Yeah. Eggs. And the way that dragons have eggs is by somehow shitting them into a tiny crevice.
Yes.
And they're covered in goop, and you got to dig through it to get to the egg.
There was some really good, like, punching a cabbage foley work on that.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great stuff. But yes, more dragons, more power, obviously, you know, like that gives Daemon and Rhaenyra three extra little nuclear bombs, basically.
If the egg hatches, but, you know, they say, what is it? Only like one in something hatched.
True.
But he's gotten a letter saying about all this shit that's going on with Driftmark, and it means that there's going to be like a power vacuum that is going to need to be filled, and it involves Jace's claim. What's his form? Jaceres.
Yep. Yeah,
he will be the one who would be next in line to Lord of Driftmark. It's like Prince Duke of Wales or whatever, where it's kind of the second one down.
Yeah, because two people basically in between have died. His father, Laenor, and Laenor's father, Corlys.
Right, and then the one who... Luke.
Yep.
Luke Saris.
Yes.
He is in line for the throne later on, so he can't become Lord of Driftmark, or else he'll have to just move over and get the throne. So it's the second son.
Right.
He'd be the one. Okay.
Yep.
In the meantime, as well, a ton more kids have been born.
Yeah.
We only see Joffrey's grown up a little bit, and then later on they introduce to their grandfather, Daemon and Rhaenyra's kids. She's clearly pregnant with one here, but we find out later she's had another two.
Yes. Baby Viserys.
Yeah.
She's the other one,
been popping them out like they're my pills. Just popping tons of them all the time, hoping to...
Yeah, one every 9 months.
Just make things... Yeah, I don't have a problem.
No.
I like to have a good time once a year. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Every, you know, around, you know, New Year's, you know, regret it. Live with the regret.
But maybe by September.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're on their way down to King's Landing to sort this out because they kind of talk about how, well... Thingo, brother, what's his name? We just met him. Vaymond.
Yes.
He doesn't give a shit about like who's king or whatever, but he would be a useful tool for Otto Hightower to ally with to end up. There's a lot of fucking political glancing and sneaking and shuffling around in this episode.
Yes.
So forgive me if I fumble around a whole bunch. I've had one of my 9 monthly pills.
Oh, no. But yeah, you're right. It's a mixture of subterfuge and people yelling at each other, which is why it's a great episode, I feel like.
I loved this episode. Yeah, I don't think we said that, but I really enjoyed watching this episode as a whole. Like, the feeling of anyone can get their throat cut at any time is completely back for me. There's only one bit right at the end that we'll talk about that I thought was the silliest shit ever.
Okay.
But
interesting.
We'll get there.
I'll say I really enjoyed it, but I'm still finding the changes in actors and the time jumps a little distancing.
Right.
And then I'm reeled back in by the plot because it is so good. But I would understand if a less forgiving audience are just like, I can't track this stuff because it is confusing. If you're a casual watcher where you just watch it and you don't spend an hour talking about it directly afterwards, probably.
I think certainly by this episode, like, this is one of the biggest time jumps we've had, maybe the second biggest. There was that other large one.
Yeah.
And the changing of actors to, like, it is a lot at this point, and I am having to reorient myself every episode, basically. So I agree that I think it is exhausting for me, too. Like, I am not... finding that easy, but I do think that it's kind of fun in a way. But yeah, it is reaching the point where it's like, let's fucking focus now. But I think we're about to hit this large civil war point.
Absolutely. And it's also like, well, all of the actors that have done these parts, I've enjoyed all of them.
Right.
So, you know, it's nothing to do with that. It's literally just like, hey, it's a lot to keep track of. But we are keeping track of it.
I was sad to see those other kids who were the Hightower Targaryen kids.
Yeah.
Sad to see them go because they were really good. And the people who've replaced them are really good. As says, I agree. Everyone's been great. But one thing that's not great is going to the place that you're meant to be the queen of in 30 seconds when the king dies and having some fucking guy show up.
Yeah.
Some fucking REM cover band motherfucker.
From a distance, I thought it was John Malkovich.
Yes. I mean, we can start listing bald guys all day. But he just looks like a fucking bloke.
And just a dude in a robe.
Lord Caswell is his name, according to the titles. And no idea who he is, and that's the point. They've been sent this bullshit reception.
Yeah,
for their what's meant to be their big arrival back to King's Landing, and the decorations
as per the Queen's instructions.
Yeah,
right.
the Queen, or I guess the hand of the King. I think Otto maybe did it.
Right.
And they've replaced all the decor. It's all these fucking stars now. It's all these Hightower King 7 bullshit things.
Yep.
They don't like it. And I'd bet they wouldn't like to see Alicent sitting on that big chair up the top of the table.
Yeah, making all the decisions.
Being so bored by this fucking guy talking about...
doing the accountancy, right? He's just listing off the... Yeah. But no Viserys. He's not at the table.
No. Viserys isn't there, and Alicent is serving in her stead. And I think we've gotten some comment earlier... That I think Vaymond says to Rhaenys of like, Rhaenys says something about like, well, you know, what I don't think the king would like it if, and speaking about the succession of Vaymond, he's like, well, good thing there's a fucking queen at the moment, huh?
Right.
Gotenga's a fucking queen. Coins are all looking to the right still over here.
Yes. I mean, we know who's calling the shots.
Yeah. So yeah, Queen Alicent sees that they get told that Otto kind of had this shitty reception set up for them, and they have like a little chat now about this succession of Driftmark stuff, and everyone kind of doesn't seem to be, as is the case with the idea of Rhaenyra succeeding. Like, yes, technically they know what's meant to happen. That mm-hmm. Rhaenyra is meant to succeed, and so obviously, you know, Luke should be the kid or Jace, whichever one of them it was.
Yep.
But everyone's like, yeah, but it should be Vaemond, right? Like, Vaemond's kind of a man.
Yep.
He's like a guy. Yep. He's like a guy's guy. We can kind of get, you know, make him join the club.
Hey, you give him a promotion, he'll be grateful.
Shouldn't we have, like, you know, Vaemond and then, like, get a boy to sit on the throne? I love a boy on a chair.
Yeah.
I just like to watch it. But yeah, Alison hurries off to you know, go meet with Rhaenyra and start doing her political bullshit stuff. And gets, so it's helpful having the subtitles here. She's walking with some other new some city guard guy comes up and is like, hey, Your Grace, there's some shit gone down. You need to come with me. She's like, Sir Eric, I can't go. And he's like, I'm Sir Eric. And it's it confused the fucking shit out of me. I rewound it. The subtitles, it's Arik and Eric.
That's, really?
That is the difference between the two names.
Fuck, I thought it was like Derek and Eric. But Arik is basically Eric.
No, and she said it the same. It's like how Americans say Craig. Like, is Craig. Oh, I'm not Craig, I'm Craig. Motherfucker.
Well, you've got the same name. I'm sorry, but you've got the same name.
How could you even hear her say, she said Eric.
Yeah.
But, so Eric says, like, it's your fucking psycho son. He's done some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who doesn't seem as psycho as all of the other psycho sons in this show or universe.
He's more of the... I suppose
he's more of a Tyrion, right?
He's just a traditional real world psycho,
right?
He rapes a woman here, so he's a psycho.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
He's less of a sword psycho, more of a hedonist psycho.
Or an entitled royal, which is like,
right?
I was like, oh, this is what every royal has done for the past 5,000 years, rather than a Joffrey or someone like that.
Totally. He's not like, I don't know, he's got a bunch of stuff in him. And as we'll see, he's got that Joffrey fucking pretending to make a joke that's actually a stab later on too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's a bit of a cunt. True. He's just less of a sorty cunt.
Yeah.
But before we go and see what the deal is with that, Rhaenyra and Daemon go to Viserys's room, and you can smell this fucking room in this scene.
Yeah, this is creepy. There's like, you know, when they have some night scenes in this room later, it is genuinely like, it looks like a horror movie. Like, it's not good. It's a hospice.
Yeah. This man is in his deathbed. His model has got cobwebs all over it. He hasn't been playing with it for a while. And he is missing half his face, we see later on. But in the meantime, you see just he is the wrong color. He's... Mm. Clearly dying. He's trying to mumble out words that he can't quite get. He doesn't know who's in the room. He thinks it's Alice at first, and then she's like, no, it's Rhaenyra. And don't worry, you're not going to get us confused later on, like a fucking Frasier episode, and then that will be the weird inciting incident for why she will suddenly now... Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But they come and visit with him, and... It's, I mean, not that Rhaenyra ever had a reason to be anti her dad, but it's nice to see Daemon kind of soften on him a bit over the course of this episode and for this.
Yes.
Everyone reconnects during the rest of this with Viserys as he's dying, and it's really sweet and well done.
Yep, agreed. Because, Daemon's always been a dick to him, but he's never been a dick. Like, he's never done anything to purposefully... I guess he's tried to fuck with him, but it's always been in a brotherly way where it's like, hey, we're both like royals, you know, it's not like we're gonna I'm going to ruin you. I just kind of maybe want to, you know, maybe have the crown. I don't know.
Yeah, he took, like, I think Viserys took the thing with Daemon and Rhaenyra pretty, like, how could you fucking use my daughter like this and, like, hurt her to hurt me? But it wasn't really that. And we could see with the eyes of the people who were watching them the whole time too, that, like, that wasn't what that was about.
Right, right. That was genuine. That was, yeah.
It was. And now they're married and they've got these two little blonde babies with them.
Yeah.
Who are Aegon and Viserys.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many Aegons, which confuses me, let alone Viserys.
A lot of Aegons here, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is true that when you're talking about two warring families who both have someone named Aegon Targaryen who could hypothetically be, because these are unarguably Targaryen kids here.
Yes, yes.
And not that the strong boys aren't Targaryen kids as well, so I guess that's not what the argument's really about. It's about whether they're Valyrian kids.
Yeah.
It's all over the fucking shop. We got a goddamn crazy, weird family here. We're properly doing the royals.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing the Brady Bunch and the royals, but yeah, there's
yeah.
There's Egg. Wait, Joffrey? Which one's Joffrey?
Joffrey is the little boy who we saw Rhaenyra give birth to in the other episode. He's just
so
like,
he's a toddler, Aegon's a baby, and Viserys is also a baby.
Aegon and Viserys are both little babies. Joffrey is a little toddler.
Yeah.
And then Luke and Jace are both like teens.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed like.
And then
it,
she's
yeah.
pregnant with another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So and many kids.
Marsha is the one who breaks her nose because of a football in the one episode.
Sure. Jan has braces.
Yep.
I think.
Tobias married into the family and isn't actually one of the kids, but and they make jokes about him being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you're up to speed.
Yeah, I am.
But yeah, so that, and also here Daemon like gets right down to business and is like, there's some shit going on in the Stepstones. We need your help with succession stuff. And then during the course of chatting to his brother here is like, oh shit, they're giving him milk with a poppy. He's real bad. Maybe I should, you know, look out for my dying brother here.
Yes.
Speaking of looking
Aegon and Viserys are twins.
Oh, they're twins? That we got helps. So many fucking twins.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This recap says they're twins. That makes sense as well, because they are such similar ages. It was like, well,
right.
Yeah, when was their time for these to be? But yeah, apparently they're twins.
Who else was twins? Is this our third set of twins?
Because we had
the Lannister, the old Lannisters, who we only ever see Jace of now.
Yes.
Because he's still on the council.
Yes.
And then you've got the...
we got Cersei and Jaime.
Were they twins back in the original thing?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're years away still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, as a running theme, yeah.
Right. But you've got the Daemon and Laena's girls.
Oh, yes. Baylor and Rhaena?
Could be.
I think it's that. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, yeah. If so I was living all over the place.
If I was living in this fucking castle, I'd be giving so many people like, oh, hey, champ. How you going? What's up, pal? Oh, hey, buddy.
I would do that really like shitty thing of and be like, you all have to wear name tags. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I'm that removed as a CEO. I can't remember everyone's names.
Very nice that you're assuming you're the CEO of this castle here. I meant if I was like a bucket thrower out or a...
One of those, I just
going up to windows chucking buckets.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of bucket chuckers. No, you just keep your eyes on the ground and not say anything to anyone.
Yeah. Well, one of these poor bucket chuckers is, and I feel bad calling her that given the circumstances, but we work the same job. She is like on her hands and knees crying in front of Alice and Tia. She is the issue that Eric.
Thank you.
was mentioning before, which by the way, Talia, who is the like, handmaid or something of Alicent and got name checked a weird amount of times in the last episode as like a sort of background character. She will become relevant later, but she's here looking at this.
Yes. Yeah. She's part of the inner circle, I guess.
She sees the upstairs, downstairs was the show. She's from the downstairs, but she's one of the people who knows what's going on upstairs.
Yep.
She's the Downton of the Abbey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this poor like cup serving girl has been raped by fucking
Aegon.
An important time to remember a person's name. And is getting paid off and given that, like, morning
the
after
abortion
pill
tea.
Equivalent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and, like, Alicent is being like, hey, I believe you. I know this happened, but guess what? Keep fucking quiet about it. She's really gotten sucked into the I will do anything.
Yes.
Here world, and we see that happen again and again. She doesn't look happy about it. Diana, that's her name, but Diana with a Y, you see.
Yeah, and it was like Deanna. It was pronounced weird as well,
yeah,
I feel
right.
like.
Diana? I think it was Diana.
Diana. It might have been Diana, yes.
Yeah, first time that the royal family has treated someone named Diana badly. But, and Alison goes and, you know, fucking admonishes her son about this.
Yeah, yes.
And sincerely, too. Like, she's yelling at him and hitting him and being like, you're not my fucking son.
Mm.
But she's still going to stake his claim to be king. So,
yeah.
All right, Alicent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she properly has a yell at him and he just doesn't give a fucking shit. He's, like, just this little cunt.
Fully entitled. Yeah. Fully just like, hey, I can do whatever I want.
Whatever, I'll blame the other guy who plays me. It'll be fine. Because, he's switched it up here. We got a new
actor. He switched it up. He looks more... This is why part of why it's so confusing. He looks more like he should have been the older actor for Aemon. And Aemon's older actor looks like he should have been the older actor for Aegon.
They've got... Yes, they've switched which one has a tall face and which has a round face.
That's right.
I agree.
That's right.
But
attitudes... Well, I mean, Aegon's attitude is exactly the same as he was
good actors.
Last episode. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Aemon has gone through a bit of a change, it's fair to say.
Yeah, I don't know if you call it a glow-up.
Yeah. He's full psycho. That, I guess, is why I felt like Aegon was a bit more like Naughty Prince, even though he did commit rape. Because compared to his, younger brother, he's kind of the same. His younger brother has a fucking... wild look in his one eye.
He's looking for a fight for sure because he's got this dragon. He was bullied as a kid.
Yep.
And he's got the eye patch, which makes him look pretty cool holding a sword.
Sure.
So, like, you know, they're different in the ways that their entitled psychoness is coming out. And then their poor sister, who is married now to this guy.
To Aegon. That's why this is such a part. Partially why it's such an issue. Like I said, royals taking advantage of their servants has been happening for years, but royals cheating on their wives, that tends to go down a little poorly, even in, contemporary culture. But that's part of what Alison is saying. Like, what are you fucking doing? Like, you've got a wife. You're dishonoring her if anyone hears about this. This is a huge fuck up.
He's married to Bug Girl, his sister, and I don't quite know why that happened, and I don't remember them mentioning that.
No, we couldn't figure it out, I just think it is like, he's the eldest of the brothers as well. I don't know, I think, they just go full incest in this era, and two of them marrying each other makes for a strong political union.
Because Rhaenyra offered... for Alicent to marry, or for one of her boys to marry Bug Girl.
And I thought
that was going to happen, but maybe that's why she married Bug Girl to her brother, to be like, well, she's off the fucking table now, what?
Yeah.
Maybe something.
Not
like
only
that.
Am I saying no to that proposition, I'm doing something real creepy about it.
Yeah, I don't know. But she finally goes and visits Rhaenyra and Daemon here, who point out, like, all right, where were you this whole time we've been here? And how come you're giving fucking these wacky drugs to the king to keep him quiet? Huh? And she's, given the line of, well, he's still in charge. I just do what he wants me to do. How do you know what he wants you to do if he's
if he's on morphine the whole time.
Once every 9 months. That's the maximum.
Mm. Mm.
It's fine for that amount.
And I mean, I think she is like, you know, well, he's in a lot of pain. So we give him the old poppy milk because, you know, it's fucking horrific. But at the same time, it is convenient for her to be able to be like, I think what he meant was I get a big chocolate cake. I think he said that. I think he said Allison gets a big chocolate cake.
Yeah. And she makes clear, like, she's going to be the person who decides about this Driftmark thing and all that. You know, she's like, makes it clear she's in power, but says all of the bullshit she needs to say. Meanwhile, Luke and Jace go have a little walk around, and all these fucking nobles have noticed them. They're gossiping. They're saying, oh, those little boys are back.
That's those boys.
The boys are back in town.
Those bastard boys. Yeah.
Are they back in town?
I just remember that one guy with a big beard who does look like he could be playing like bass for Thin Lizzy.
He might be, honestly. The number of musicians they just chuck in the background of this show.
Very true.
But they've had a walk around down in the training area here where they used to be, right at the same time the big old Amond, who's grown up fucking tons, and he's he got long hair and he's real tall now. He's having a bit of a play fight with Lord 4chan.
Yep. Who's fucking swinging a mace at his head like this was an intense fight.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you could kill each other, especially the mace. You don't know what's going to happen when you swing a mace around.
And he's really swinging it at him.
Oh, yeah. But it's going.
That's what it's doing.
Yep.
But Cole misses every time and gets a sword to his throat. And yeah, it's clear that Amond is now a very, very good fighter.
Yep.
Who also, has a look in his remaining eye that is fucking scary.
It's so scary. This actor has done a great job of making Amond. Yeah, it's clear that he has internalized a lot of his bullying and is like, clearly like, I'm never going to get my other eye cut out again.
A very impressive job of making pursed lips look threatening. I've never seen someone do like a little kissy face where you're like, oh no.
Well, that's the type. That's him, Matt Smith, as well. Like all these long-haired blonde boys. That's with high cheekbones. Right. That's what their look is.
Yeah, this like statuesque psycho.
Mm, exactly.
Who is and you know they all turn around and see the doors open and he is Vaymond as well. That's the end of that little bit. The Vaymond's here.
Yep.
And they're gonna have to make a choice soon.
Yeah.
But so Allison and Vaymond and the Hand have a little chat and they're all like, well, yeah, we should probably help you out, right? Because you're going to be our best bet for succeeding power later. So makes sense. The only way that we could lose out is if Rhaenyra had the smarts to go and chat up her grandauntie. Regular auntie?
Regular auntie, right? She,
yeah.
Or, yeah, regular auntie. She's Viserys' sister? Yeah.
No.
Or is it Viserys' aunt?
Maybe he's...
You know what?
Viserys' cousin is Rhaenys. Something like that.
Cousin, it is cousin. I'm looking at the family tree.
So she's like what's a cousin cross an aunt? A cunt?
Whoa! Yes!
But she's standing under this Godswood tree, Rhaenys, and sees her other granddaughter, whichever, Layla. Bayla is the one who she's like now warding.
Yeah, I think it's Rhaena.
Nayla?
I
barely know her. Da-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-
Those are the two names. Okay. And they are twins.
Baylor is the one that she is warding in that case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Rayna, so she brings Rayna, who Rhaenys hasn't seen. So Rayna, Rhaenys, and Rhaenyra all walk into a bar, right?
Oh, God.
The bartender says, and explodes.
she gets to catch up, but then Rhaenyra's like, all right, leave us alone. We got to do some wheeling and dealing here.
And Rhaenys is very like, you thought you'd bring my fucking granddaughter here? That'd make me soften me up. No way. like, fuck off. she's real cold about this.
Yeah.
Proposal of like, hey, would you back Jace or back Luke because,
yep,
you know, he should be the one. She starts to walk off and then she's like, well, okay, what if Jace and Luke married Rhaenyra and Baylor?
Yeah. Pretty good, eh?
It's not quite enough incest for me, but we'll do it. They're only like, well, actually, I suppose technically, in terms mm-hmm. of what their names are written down as, they're, what are they, just regular cousins, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because a brother and an uncle and a niece were their dad and mum, and then a brother yep. and sister were their other dad and mum.
Correct.
Okay. But in actual fact, those boys are strong boys, so they're only half yes. cousins or something. Yes.
But now they're technically stepbrothers and stepsisters, right? Because Rhaenyra and Daemon got married.
This is so difficult as like as like a very nuclear family, no yeah. real family other than the immediates. If I was like, I wish I was like some go for it Catholic or something so I could just have all this stuff installed in my brain already.
No, yeah, I'm exactly the same. I've got like four cousins and, you know, one sister. But so yes, Rhaenyra's offer is like, hey, let's marry these four, I guess. Yeah. It'll make Baylor and Rhaena, it'll make one of them
queen.
The next queen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one, I guess, you know,
queen
a princess
of Driftmark
still,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. True. True. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And so, and those two boys are meant to be Rhaenyra's family, sort of. I don't yep. think, you know, she doesn't believe that, obviously. Nobody
right.
does. But no. Corlys, at least, didn't give a shit about who that was their actual biological father.
Right, right, right.
Because they carried the name.
Yeah, they cared. He cared more about the sort of, yeah, the potential for you know, maneuvering and power and stuff.
Yes.
Cause they, yeah.
Rhaenys doesn't say either way about it. She just kind of wanders off.
Yeah. She's like, you know, you've got to fucking deal with this shit. Me, I'm by myself. I got to do what's right for me, I think is essentially what she's saying.
Yeah. And just kind of a non-committal, like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That night, Rhaenyra goes and visits Viserys again, he's high as a kite.
Yeah.
And not the safest place to store somebody who's old, high up in the sky attached to a string. Yeah.
It would be
eagle.
A fun, you know, a fun little activity for them, you know, towards the end.
That's
though.
True. If I'm going to go out by being like hanglid into the side of a mountain.
Yes.
I assume that hanglid is the past tense of hang glide.
It's got to be. It has to be.
Then, you know, there's worse ways to go.
Yeah.
A bad way to go would be admitting secrets that aren't for a person right before your death. Confusing mm-hmm. them into thinking that they needed to take up some mantle of responsibility because they didn't ask follow-up questions or clarify the confusing statement that you made in your dying breaths.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But in the meantime, the king is sort of saying this. Like Rhaenyra asks him, hey, that Song of Ice and Fire shit, is that real? Like, do you actually think we need to keep the kingdom together because of some big thing later on?
Mm.
And he kind of goes off, doesn't really talk about that with Rhaenyra. Because he thinks she's Alicent at first, by the way.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Are you Alicent? No.
But yeah, she's a bit like, you know, hey, you gave me this, you know, responsibility, this mantle, but you had to have known that it was going to be contentious and you haven't backed me up, you know?
Yeah.
I've ended up being shunted all over the place, having to try and, you know... sort of build up my own power because I feel vulnerable and you could have done more to help me.
Right, exactly. If you think this shit's true, how come you created a rift and I've hated it and it's been a heavy burden and it's sucked. But then Viserys is, you know, he's in and out, but he is calling her his only child and he's clearly, you know, still trying to do right by everybody.
Mm.
And what she said there about it being hard and needing his help gets through clearly because the next morning he is being tended to and just what an awful position to be in.
I mean, he looks already dead. Honestly.
It's insane how long he has lasted.
I know, like, when we get up to the dinner later and he takes off the... It's like, man, how are you able to do this?
It's nuts. And it's cool that from, you know, one of the episodes earlier where he was saying, like, what's my fucking legacy going to be? I've never actually gotten to struggle against adverse odds to help the kingdom or whatever. He gets to do it.
Right. Absolutely. He has a personal battle that he's fighting.
Yeah. And he's really fucking fighting. He's groaning. He's emaciated. Pretty good level of CG here. You can tell that they've, you know, like, artificially, obviously, done a bunch of stuff, but it works.
Absolutely, yes.
And he's, you know, like, groaning in pain, but also refusing the milk of the poppy because he wants his wits about him today because he's going to do a grand entrance later.
Yeah.
Otto Hightower is, you know, declaring himself the voice of the king and all of that and sitting on the throne ready to hear petitions about who should take Driftmark's wooden chair.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, up jumps Vaemond straight away and he's like, my brother Robert, he's a cop and he's real tall and got a low voice, so I should be the next one.
I don't know if this was me reading too much into this, but I didn't feel like his speech was very convincing or charismatic.
I don't think he's necessarily meant to be because, yeah, he's never really would have thought of himself as being in line for this, and he's kind of jumping up in a desperate attempt to, like, if it weren't for those kids being Harwin Strong's kids, he wouldn't have done this.
Yes.
I don't think he's particularly ambitious, but he does say, like, right away to Rhaenys at the start of this episode, like, my brother only cares about the fucking history books. He doesn't actually care about blood, and all I care about is blood.
Yes. Yeah, and so he does believe it. He believes what he's saying here. I think, yeah, it's on purpose. He is acting, the actor is acting like a second child. You know, he is acting like someone who believes it, but probably wouldn't necessarily convince a room of people if he had to.
And
he just happens to have the backing of two people who, you know, want to use him to their own gain.
Yeah. For now, because, like, you're right, he is not a smart man politically. He's, like, righteous and probably a good soldier and all of that and, like, all those things that a second child gets brought up to be here, but he's a little fucking naive in how he's coming across, coming about this because, Rhaenyra starts saying, like, fuck you, you're just looking out for your own ambition. These kids are Valyrian kids. You got it all wrong. And he's like, oh, yeah? I reckon those kids, and Daemon's salivating. Just saliva dripping to the floor and him being like, say it. Go on, say it.
It's like, yeah, it is so naive because it's like, man, there is a line that you could, like, even if Daemon didn't do this, it's like, it's kind of treason, you know, like, you can't just say it like that in the court without any kind of proof. Like, sure, you can look at them and they're obviously, you know, white kids with brown hair, but this is a step too far.
Yeah, because he doesn't say it quite yet, I suppose. He's saying they shouldn't be it should be me, da-da-da. And then Rhaenyra comes up to sort of rebut, and the doors fling open, and you hear a clipping and a clopping of 2 feet and a walk and a cane.
Yes.
And
2 feet? I guess he's still got 2 feet.
He's got 2 feet.
And 1 arm.
2 feet, 1 arm. One of the most harrowing videos I've ever seen on the internet. But, the guards do the thing of, like, reading out his whole fucking LinkedIn and whatever. Like, God, I'd just love to be able to do that one day. I don't have a bio. Like, you couldn't do it now. No one's king of the fucking Andals now. They walk in and read out someone's bullshit fucking Twitter bio of, like, digital guru at X company. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Rack on tour.
Yeah, social ninja.
There's no cat mum, but they really give this big Phantom of the Opera motherfucker an entrance.
Yeah.
And he gets to kind of prove himself to everybody by making this extremely difficult walk, both for me and for a man with full-on leprosy.
He took a while, but it gives us time to pan around the room.
Oh, and play some fucking grand music and have this real dramatic walk up and, like, good for him. He's fucking doing that thing he wanted to do of fighting and making a difference sort of. here.
Yep. And he stumbles a few times and he shoves off the soldiers.
Yeah.
He stumbles a few more times and then, wait a minute, who's that there? Oh, it's his brother.
Come to give him a helping hand and to
metaphorically
set things, symbolically set things right and mend the rift between them. He picks up his crown for him off the ground. And Viserys makes it up to the throne here and he's like, so why the fuck are we even talking about this? Isn't this thing already, don't we know exactly what's meant to happen?
What possible reason could we have to to debate the legitimacy of these claims?
Because Rhaenys comes up and she's like, I guess I could speak the closest for my husband. And he always said that he wanted Driftmark to go to his next in line, which is a little Luke over here.
Yeah, that's right.
He don't look much like him, but guess what? You don't look much like your kids now. They've got cheeks.
Yeah, they've got cheeks and most of them have two eyes.
Yeah, but that shit can happen.
This is how it works. There's a line of succession. There's a kid there who's part of that line. Let's fucking tick it off.
Yeah.
Boom.
Everything's all good. And also, we're going to marry the kids together. That was a nice idea. So Luke takes the thing. The twins take each other. Bingo, bango. Easy done. We're out of here.
Everything sorted. Yeah.
Hey, look, good job on the gold mask, whoever made that. That's pretty cool. Can still see your mouth giving commands through it, and it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Nice teeth, leather strap. Though,
where's your dentist? Where's your dentist at? Bit of work to be done.
Little bit, that's sure. But you know what? In a few moments, you're not going to be the person with the worst fucking head here because this is where, that decision of like, we all know that it should be Luke, so easy peasy. It sets off Vaemond here and he starts talking out of school a little bit.
Yeah.
And throws the B word out there.
Oh.
The big word bastard. Chucks it.
Yep.
At
He follows it up with, and she's a whore.
Oh, yeah, he does too.
Yeah.
I chimed in with a haven't you been. But, yeah, that leads to Daemon immediately cutting his head right above. I guess the king first says, I'll have your tongue for that. But then his tongue is left in the bottom jaw after the chop. And Daemon says a little quip about how he can keep his tongue. And it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
It was so cool. It was great. It was surprising completely. Like, I mean, we've had some very sad and, you know, like depressing twists and shocks in the Game of Thrones House of the Dragon universe. This one was just kind of like, that was sick.
And
we don't really care about Vaemond.
And you could have guessed that would happen, Vaemond. What did you think would take place here?
Right. Like, if not then after a trial, you don't get away with that shit. Like, that's, you know, Rhaenyra is the queen, the heir, I guess. And you can't call her a whore. Can't call her children bastards.
No. And so, she's his head's chopped off and we go to him on like this slab where his head is still chopped off, but they've put it next to his jaw and it's just fucking repulsive. Yeah.
They could have, if they're like embalming or preparing the body, just put it back together.
Yeah.
Make it didn't him go have like, to be separate.
He looks like one of the like Canadians out of South Park. Just freely moves over. Eh, but it, blah, blah. I think I should be the Lord of Driftmark. Blah, blah. So
those children are bastards, and she is a whore.
It's fucking real disgusting. I think we've had just some of the most realistic gore on House of the Dragon to the point where just every episode or two, I'm like, fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
But and that's how Rhaenys feels too. She's just staring at this dead body, and one of the maesters comes up, and it's like, hey, maybe it's bad luck to fucking look at a dead body or whatever. Get out of here, please. She's like, no, I've seen enough of him.
Yeah.
And she has. This is, I guess, the last, like, Valerian, other than the twins.
Yeah, other than the daughters.
That is the last Valerian by blood other than the daughters.
Yeah. Even though the daughters themselves are half Targaryen.
And they will be named Targaryen after they're married as well. So, like, the sort of bloodline is done.
Totally. That's, yeah. Yeah, shit.
No one's going to be named Valerian now. Valyrian? Yeah. Valyrian.
Yeah, Valyrian.
Because Valyrian
is the old world.
So that is like kind of the end of House Valyrian there.
That's why we don't see him in Game of Thrones.
No, because Vaemond couldn't keep his fucking trap shut.
Yeah.
Come on, Vaemond. Go get him another day. Although, so we know that Thingo is still out there.
Yeah, true. Lanor, yeah.
Lano's around, but also it seems as though he can't have kids because Rhaenyra's been just fine having plenty of children.
Yes.
Anyway, earlier on when he was getting operated on, Viserys had said that he wanted to have supper, and fucking Otto had very sarcastically been like, it's morning. It's like, yeah, I know, fucking tonight, idiot. I'm not
that out of it.
Yeah, I seem crazy all the time because you keep feeding me heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I want to have dinner with all my family because they're here tonight, and that's exactly what is taking place. They bring him in on a big chair to fill this void that they've shown on camera between between Alicent and Rhaenyra.
Yep.
Big old gap in between them that the king gets put in the place of and eventually mends during this scene pretty well.
Yeah, true. Even after everything, it seems like they're on good terms, but everything hasn't happened yet.
No.
It was a very unsubtle shot, but, you know,
it's also exactly
what's happening, right? They are literally on both sides of the king with and he is the crumbling last bastion keeping, you know, them, their conflict, you know, at bay. And yeah, you're right, he does mend it, but, you know, that's his purpose. And what his purpose has been for, like, the last 10-plus years.
Totally.
In the whole family.
He wants everybody to get along. There's no... And that's been his thing, because I think Otto mentions it earlier on to somebody or something, like, hey, Jacaerys and then Viserys, they got a great legacy, they kept some peace, but there's war coming.
Yes.
We need proper war people in place. You don't want there to be a fucking kid in Driftmark if war kicks off, which is what they're saying to Vaemond before his head was chopped off.
Yes.
Do
you think that... I mean, we always, for the past 2 months, said that, you know, Viserys, his sort of illness and his body breaking down was sort of like a symbol of maybe the throne rejecting him not being a worthy king, potentially. But I don't know. The more I think about it, maybe it's meant to reflect and symbolize the weight on his shoulders... That is the weight of, you know, keeping everything together, keeping people united. He's literally the only thing this whole time that has stopped, you know, civil war breaking out. Maybe his, you know, degradation is a symbol of, like, how fucking hard it is on him.
Yes, that's what I've thought from the start as well. Like, that rejecting him thing, I think, was something we got sort of sent in. And, like, I don't think the throne has... Is rejecting him out of... It's him... I mean, maybe it is... It could be the same thing because, like, it is him holding back this tide. He's that shitty little fucking webcomic you get of, like, that soldier who's got their hands above a kid in bed taking all knives to his back.
Oh,
do you know
what I mean? Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's been torn up by keeping the wolves at bay.
Yes.
And, yeah, it absolutely has sucked him dry in a bad way. But... Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's the throne like going, you're not worthy. I don't think it's anything about not worthy. It's about, the toll that it takes to maintain the peace.
Yeah, because I think he also has proven worthy. Like, he has kept peace. He has managed to balance all of these conflicting motivations and politicking.
Right.
And yeah, it's. And also, he's not that young for, like, these times. Like, he dies a relatively old guy with a whole bunch of kids and grandkids and, like, He's done what he has meant to do.
Absolutely. But he is very much on his last legs here.
Yes.
And as his sort of last thing, because he says to everyone, look, I'm not going to be fucking walking around for very long. Get a load of my eye socket. You're talking to me for the last time, all right?
Yep.
Fucking be nice.
Let's go get real with each other. Let's get on the level. Eyes or no eyes. Hey, Aemond, you and me, brother. Grandson. Or son, sorry.
Just regular son, I suppose.
Just son, yeah. But yes, he puts himself out there. He reveals it all to be like, look, come on. We're all just people, you know? I'm a king, but I'm a guy. I'm a guy who's the head of this family. Let's just chill out.
These days, but
I'm half the face of this family. And yeah, it you know, I think it works. It gets through to people.
100%.
Rhaenyra, you know, takes the first, you know, bullet, or you know, decides to be the bigger woman and is like, "Hey, thanks, Allison, for, you know, taking care of him. I'm sorry."
And I think she does it half politically and half familiarly, because like he's genuinely saying, "I ain't got no beef with none of you. You ain't got no beef with none of me."
Yeah.
Not any part of me, some of which are on the floor, but like, and everyone in that room, they've got no problem with Viserys.
Absolutely.
Everyone
Absolutely.
Seems to think he's fine.
Yes.
At least. You know, if Daemon had the most back and forth in with him, but even then it wasn't so much about Viserys. It was about like, "I don't trust Otto," or "I think you should do this." Like,
yes.
He never really fucking came for him, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so he says, like, "Just fucking please, at least for me, if not for not being crazy about it, like cutting each other to pieces."
Yeah.
Even just as a favor.
Mm.
Fucking be kind, please. And yeah, you're right. Like, Rhaenyra jumps up first and she starts making a little thing saying, like, "We've had our problems, Allison, but you have genuinely been loyal. And I think you actually, you know, in whatever way, love my dad. So good for you. And
yeah,
sorry about that."
Yeah.
Sorry about all the shit. She returns the kindness and people start making little toasts with each other.
Yeah.
Most of them are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like, Rhaenyra's kids are good kids, they seem like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to swallow his pride and, like, so Jace is able to... after. So, okay. Aegon starts saying some fucking bullshit to Jace about, like, "You're a virgin and I'll fuck your wife."
Yep.
And Jace swallows his pride a bit and it's like, "Hey, good on these fucking Targaryen kids or whatever. Like, they're fine. Keep it up."
Yep.
And like, Aemond jumps up out of his seat ready to have a big sword fight on this table like it's the fucking Princess Bride. But is sat back down by Jace, like, keeping everybody a bit calm.
Mm.
Bug Girl makes a bit of a, I wish I knew her name, but Bug Girl makes a little toast to Baylor and Rhaenyra, being like, "Being married ain't that bad. He mostly ignores you unless you're drunk." And everyone's like, cool.
Also, before we forget about it, Allison says to Rhaenyra, "You'll make a fine queen."
She does say that.
It's in private, but it's a big, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't have to say that, and it feels like a bit of a statement.
Right, and and Otto raises his eyebrows when she says that, but and of course it is just words and whatever, but it really feels, and you know, this scene is then, they all kind of say nice enough things to each other, and it seems like a bit of the tension is relieved and a few bridges are mended, and the king goes, "Can we have some music?" And then immediately, like, the music from the trailer to Home Alone 3 starts playing. It's the weirdest fucking, like, dip, 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 dip. Yeah. It's so strange.
Yep.
But they all have this nice little dinner. Rhaenyra's giggling at a plate of peas. It's all just as happy as it could be.
Jace has a little joke and is like, "Oh, I'm going to dance with your wife, Aegon." And they have a nice little dance.
And the king looks happy and he looks relieved and he looks like, okay, maybe I fucking actually did it. And then he starts getting a bit tired. And it, like, even Rhaenyra and Allison and the king and stuff, they all share a few looks at each other like, maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But the king gets a bit too tired and gets taken off back to bed. And that's when...
I think it's... He's like, okay, my job's done. And then all, you know... It's like a very common thing. Often people will, you know, as they are, you know, potentially on their deathbed, they're like, "I just want to say this one thing to this one person," and then they do it and then they die.
Yeah. That's why if you've got an old person who you care about, show them half a movie and then burn the DVD. And they'll never be...
They'll never die.
Don't let them get Netflix. Don't let them watch TV.
Yep.
You just got to leave a good movie unresolved for them.
Although, often that is what leads to ghosts.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Okay.
Unfinished business.
Damn. Don't show them Casper then. Show them some movie that, like, doesn't have ghosts in it and you'll be fine. But after the king gets carted off, straight away, Aemond takes this opportunity. After everyone's made all these nice toasts, beautiful toasts.
Yep.
He's got to make a little fucking cunty raisin toast.
Well, it's because you know why? It's because the bloody pig gets plopped down in front of him.
That's right.
Because he's the pig rider. And Luke has a little giggle.
I forgot about the pig thing.
It's his pig dragon.
Yeah, I saw it because there's a stuck pig gets put down in front of Amund.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought the pig must have been missing an eye or something. And that's why Luke started laughing. But I've forgotten about that pig dragon bullshit.
Which was like at least 6 years ago
in
their time. And Luke is still a young, you know, he's like 13, 14 at most. And he has a little giggle, but it triggers Amund.
It was a silly thing to do. And Amund was looking for an excuse as well, is the thing.
Yeah. He's been bubbling away the whole episode.
He's wanted to have a fight ever since he got tall and brooding.
Yeah.
But he punches the table, which immediately signals to the violinists to stop playing.
It's the saloon doors of the king's feast.
These violins are all being played by that type of goat that freezes up whenever there's a loud noise and falls onto its side.
Yeah.
But he starts making a cunty toast about how the boys, those boys of Rhaenyra's, they're wise, they're brave, they're strong.
And they're bastards. I mean, strong.
I'm just saying they're strong. It's a compliment to be so strong, to be so hard and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't go well.
No, it doesn't. Now everyone gets kind of offended.
Yeah, and the two boys start punching, but fucking Aegon does that like Joker slamming his face down under the table through a pencil move onto Luke and doesn't get him with anything, but really bashes his head into a table.
Yep.
And everyone else jumps up and the guards are pulling him off and, you know, it's all...
Yeah.
Aemon's fucking laughing. Aegon's laughing. And Alicent straight away is like, you fucking idiot. What the fuck? The first nice dinner we've had. Can't take you boys anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very concerned. I was... Well, I mean, I wasn't very concerned. But I thought like, okay. Immediately, as soon as Viserys leaves, you know, everything's back to the way it was before. They fucked it up. But... And, like, yeah, Alicent is mad. Like, the parents are pissed off that the kids have acted up. It's not, right. It doesn't so much feel like, now we're back to being enemies.
No, it's this, you know, headstrong, brash new generation. This fucking, you know, Pepsi Max new generation here.
That's right.
Are the problem. And they all walk off. And I thought shit was going to kick off harder than it did because Damon gets up and does a sort of threatening pose and... You know, we've had surprising deaths take place in the show. And I thought we might have some more of that. But yeah, like Rhaenyra's like, I guess we should go back to Dragonstone. It might be best. And Alicent seems very genuinely to be like, you could stay. Hey, what if you stayed? Mm. She agrees to come back on Dragon after she's taken them home. Alicent says she'd like that. And now we get a couple of little wrap-up scenes here. This is, we're setting up some dominoes. A sort of surprising one is, and I cannot remember her name, but the woman who seems to be... She was married to Damon for a time, and now she's like TMZ. She's getting a bunch of little bits of gossip.
Missaria, I think?
Something like that, yeah. That sounds right.
Let's see what Google... it's not auto-completing.
Well, either way, that lady, the one who, you know, I thought it was because, you know, this person is dressed in a cloak and going to her and it sort of looks like it's Damon. But it's not. It's Talia going off and giving her, you'd assume, the gossip from the castle.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is Missaria. Where is she meant to be?
King's Landing.
Okay, somewhere in King's Landing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she... had that place that Damon sort of woke up in years ago after
That's right.
Him and Rhaenyra. So she's getting some kind of news and has some sort of something brewing. Don't know what her plan is yet, but she's got a lady in the castle.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the very least, she knows about Aegon's fucking around and, you know, probably, stuff to do with the kids... the kids of the king and the queen.
Well, and the queen, right? Because it's, I think Talia is like the queen's handmaiden or whatever the thing is.
True. So yeah, if it's like, the goss is like, the queen's doing all these cover-ups, that also could be, you know, weaponized for blackmail potentially.
But so, speaking of the queen, we don't really see what that's going to. Talia doesn't say anything in particular. I don't think, but she will, you'd imagine. Yes. But yeah, Alicent is back up in Viserys, well, I guess her bedroom too, but in Viserys' deathbed, giving him some tending to, giving him some milk of the poppy, and he starts, you know, speaking to her, thinking that she is Rhaenyra, and telling her, like, you know how you asked me about the Song of Ice and Fire shit? Absolutely, it'll happen. The prince, it'll be promised. There's something I'll just sort of name check, but not really expand upon.
Sure.
And it's got to be you.
Something about coming from the north and, you know, protecting the realm from the dead or something.
And because she's like, the prince that's promised. Viserys is like, the prince that's promised, the prince has promised. And Alicent is like, who do you mean? Our son Aegon? Is that who you're talking about? Is it our shit son Aegon?
Yeah.
Which he can't hear or doesn't respond to or something. Like, so he tells her this thing of like, you've got to, you know, do your duty and make sure that you unite the realm and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Alicent takes these ramblings to mean, oh, secretly the king wants me to fuck everybody over and make sure that my kids end up on the throne.
Right.
Oh, and just the way that this happened was just that touch to Frasier misunderstanding for me.
Yeah, I mean, because, I think they did their best, or they did the best they could in terms of, like, they had a couple of scenes where it was like, hey, Rhaenyra, no, it's Alicent. Hey, Alicent, no, it's Rhaenyra.
They did.
And like, it's not crazy that there are two boys named Aegon, because initially it was like, Aegon, you mean my son? No, I mean Aegon the Conqueror. You know,
he does.
Because that's where it comes from. The dream, he's repeating the dream, and you know,
there's too many fucking Aegons.
I guess it's that. I think it's probably it feels a bit silly that it is like the what we assume will be like the driving factor,
right?
You know, for this next huge conflict, rather than just like a bit of personal character development. But
I don't think that it's crazy. I think that the lack of expansion on Alicent's part on what he means in this dying crazy state,
right,
that rings just a little bit untrue. She is looking for a reason. She wants there to be some excuse. You know?
Right.
It did seem like she quite genuinely made up with Rhaenyra and made her peace with, like, I guess you're going to be king. So I think that's why it's like this sudden handbrake turn of like a dying man goes, oh, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, well, I'll base the rest of my life on this.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. But then we don't know if she takes it at face value, if she's going to act on it.
No.
Like, obviously, this is to come. What was that? Episode 8. So next episode, I think, like we mentioned last week, episode 9 is usually the big climactic thing of a Game of Thrones season.
8 and 9 tend to have the,
It's reasonable to expect similar. And then 10 is more, you know, loose ends and setting up the next season.
She does she says something like, I don't remember her exact words, but she says something like, I totally understand what you mean and I will do this task that you've set me.
Yeah. And you're right. Like we had a moment of, everything's nice again. Probably, as is the case with, you know, this show and Game of Thrones, to set up, you know, the downfall, to set up the, you know, the conflict and the, you know, the expectations being flipped. You're probably right. She's going to be like, we're back on.
Yeah, she looks burdened but accepting of the, you know, like, it's not unbelievable. It's just one of those things where it's like, this is a tough thing to write convincingly and to act convincingly. Like, and a misunderstanding in a show is always frustrating.
Yeah,
even when it's done well, you want to be like, no, he didn't fucking mean that. He thought you were Rhaenyra. Ask him. Yeah. Ask him, obviously.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I understand, my king, be like, oh, sorry, I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. Because what you've said is weird and crazy and you're on drugs.
I do think that she's rationalizing it, you know, at the time. She's like, ah, the thing I always secretly wanted? Okay, I guess if you say so. I think there's a large amount of that.
But I think she should follow my rule, which is always ignore someone if they're over the age of 28.
Wow, that's quite young.
Yeah, but those are the ones who've got money. They're the ones who you've got to market to. Yeah. They're the tastemakers.
That's right.
it's frustrating to have, but yeah, obviously there's going to be conflict.
Yeah,
I just wanted them to all get along like they were.
I know.
Come on, guys.
Well, hey, as long as Viserys is still alive, there's still that buffer, that uniting force. Keep the family together. Remind people that, you know, they in the end they're all brothers and sisters and cousins and nephews and nieces. You know, they've all got something in common.
I got bad news for you, Ben, and it's a single tear running down his cheek. Him saying the words "my love," I think in High Valyrian. And then the final caption of breathing ends. Or what is it? I've got to read it exactly to you. What was it?
Yeah. Because I didn't watch it with captions.
Breathing stops. I apologize.
Breathing stops.
He's dead.
He looked fucking dead.
He's dead as hell. The Viserys has just died at the end of this episode. So he's gone.
Yeah.
He's finished.
He held on for a long while, longer than we thought. I think that we really expected him to kick the bucket, maybe episode 6 or 7 at the latest.
Dude, I'm the guy who empties the buckets around here, so I thought I knew buckets, and he held on to his for much longer than I expected.
Yeah, even that 6-year time jump in there. But goodbye Viserys, goodbye Paddy Considine.
So fucking well acted.
Yeah, a lot of nuance to Viserys. You really got that... Yeah, that character, that trying to balance people liking him with what he thought was right, and not the most aggressive guy, but in the end, that was actually the best thing about him. Everyone liked him.
He's one of the most real world, like kind of, you know, everyone's human, but human characters that's been in either of these shows, because he had that thing of just of being frustrated about like, fucking everyone calm down. Shut up. Yeah. Get along.
If you all just sat down in a room and talked to each other, this wouldn't be an issue. But you've all, you know, you're going off and you're getting all weird about it. Just everyone be nice. Yeah, totally. And he did his best, you know, he did his best to get them to unite.
He did it by the end and then just had this one fucking little appendix he had to throw out there. One little add-on.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what Alicent's sort of interpretation of that stuff is. Maybe she'll explain it a little further to her dad or whatever. It'd be nice to see him have an idea of what that prophecy was, maybe, not tell her, or you know, we'll see how that goes. Also, I will buy it if that was her thinking that her dying husband's last words were to tell her, "Hey, you should make sure that our kids rule this kingdom."
Sure.
You know, it's not unbelievable. I'm just frustrated by what's happened.
Right. But yeah, another great episode. It's getting better and better. I'd love if we stuck with the same actors for a while, and I'm sure we will hit a point where we do, right? Because we'll be, we'll be going through a war. I mean, maybe there'll be time jumps, but
the war's got to kick off now, right? Now Viserys is dead. Like, this has got to be...
Most likely, yeah. And I guess once the kids hit, you know, adult age, those actors aren't going to change. So we'll get there at some point.
Yeah, I could see this easily being the kids we stick with for Alicent's kids.
Yeah.
For a fair while. And we might get another bit of a jump for Rhaenyra's kids.
Yeah.
Hard to say, but because every fucking episode there's been more of that time jumping stuff than I've expected at all.
And more kids.
And more kids. Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's fucking 80 more kids to get older. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
But also, I think we were talking about this in real life the other day. This show could go for 100 years worth or 200 years worth of story. So if they just keep time jumping and their plan is to kind of follow the Targaryens through to the one who we know is the final Targaryen before Daenerys comes along, which is the another fucking Aegon, I think, the Mad King.
Yep.
They got a lot of shit that they can spend time on here, and I believe this show has been well enough received that you'd imagine they'll want to eke out, hopefully not like a fucking Walking Dead amount of episodes, but a few out of this.
Absolutely, and I think...
And keep going.
I mean, yeah, we like the show. I think it's a great show. I think critically it's been well received, and the ratings have been great. And I guess there's the other thing of, as you do get closer, if they decide to do that, you get closer to Game of Thrones time, you start to get even more characters that tie in directly, or you start to, you know, draw those lines between the shows even more, and that could be an enjoyable thing. That could be something that audiences are into. So
watching like a personal version of this long history, you know, focusing, as the show has done really well, on these individual people in a more pinpointed way than it sort of did in Game of Thrones. Doing that, but over such a long span of time, I'd totally be happy for them to do if they were so inclined. If the remainder of what this series is a less time jumpy focus on this big civil war that seems inevitably about to happen, also fine.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, like, you could do that for two seasons and then go, okay, well, now we're going to jump forward a bit.
So, or even when the war kicks off, they're like, and here's how the war is affecting the Starks in the north. You know, there's room to, if it turns into what I assume this is. And again, us having not read the stuff that this is based off, us coming at this purely from a point of view of enjoying these shows, they could, if this turns into like a war that encapsulates the whole continent in it, then, you know, they could, I don't know, go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure they will as well. I'm sure we'll get some Dawn stuff, and, you know, there'll be characters that jump into this story later on that we haven't even met yet.
But
good episode. Two more to go for this season. I'm excited. Let us know what you think. ArriaTalkingToMePod@gmail.com, @ArriaTalkingToMe on Instagram. What did you think of this episode? Are you tracking the children? and are you keeping everyone's names clear? What do you think Alicent thought that meant?
Sure.
Do you think she'll act on it? And will they stay friends? So many questions. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you next week on another episode of Are You Talking to Me?
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.